I'm Nancy Wilson. A fisherman makes his daily journey down the Amazon River. He stops to sink his net and glances down at the side of his boat. Up from the shimmering water slowly rises what his father and his father before him have seen, the beautiful pink river dolphin, or Boto. This amazing creature, considered magical by the people of the Amazon, follows the fisherman throughout his day's work, bringing him good luck. In a rainforest jungle nearly the size of Australia, it's easy to understand why the people of the Amazon believe in magic. Rainforests are home to endless varieties of living beings, more strangely beautiful than we can imagine. But have you ever wondered why there are so many different kinds of living things? Part of the mystery of the rainforest's great biodiversity can be understood by observing nature in our own backyards. We live in what's called a temperate zone. The amount of sunlight we experience changes with the seasons. Our forests usually get no more than 40 inches of rain a year. Spring is the time when our plants burst open with protein-rich buds, shoots, and young leaves. Birds, insects, and larger animals like deer and bear time their life cycles to have their young during this seasonal abundance of food. But in the rainforests of the world, it's a spring-like atmosphere year-round. The Amazon gets more than 9 feet of rain per year. Days are always about the same length, with sunlight and warmth for plants to grow continuously, providing food for animals and people alike. The resulting abundance of life in the jungle is astounding. Over 40,000 species of colorful plants, such as bromeliads and orchids, along with countless fruit and berry trees, seed, grow, and flower every month of the year. With such diversity of plants comes hundreds of species of fluorescent hummingbirds who live off the nectar and pollinate the flowers. Many other unique birds and animals in the rainforest have become specialists, eating only a certain type of leaf, fruit, or insect. There's a caterpillar in Central American rainforests that feeds on the leaves of deadly cyanide plants, and a family of birds that eats nothing but insects scared up by army ants. In this alien world ruled by water, where tiny transparent frogs live on rainforest leaves, and some snakes are large enough to swallow a man whole, it is the Boto who rises up from the murky Amazon River as the most unlikely of ambassadors, often approaching boats in search of human contact and touch, showing us we're not so different after all. See you next time on Our Blue World.